Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
From the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center, Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
One Ukrainian local authority here has said that they expect this Russian offensive now to begin any day, really, potentially even as soon as tomorrow. That following the images that you're talking about, they say that they are seeing heavy equipment now being pulled towards the front lines.
Yeah, and that's the Russians lining up their stuff for their big offensive in the east. Putin yesterday, for the first time, in his own words, said the goal, of course, has always been to take back the Donbas region. So he changed the goal from getting rid of the government in Ukraine. So some people are taking that as good news. Of course, he's a liar, so he may just be saying that for now. And as soon as he takes the Donbas region back, he's back to attacking Kyiv. Who knows? But President Biden just signed whatever paperwork he got assigned to give $750 million worth of more armaments to Ukraine. Europe has promised $500 million, so that's going to happen as fast as they can do it.
This is half a wish and half a prediction. I saw the list of things that were given to Ukrainians allegedly with that $750 million or whatever it is, and it was more of the same stuff. Very good stuff, effective stuff, but mostly more of the same. But if I knew I was going to be attacked, I knew I was about to go up against an enemy, I would disguise my capabilities. I would disguise what I had at my disposal. And I'm really, really hoping, like I say, this is half a wish and half a prediction. I'm really hoping that when Ivan comes across, the road, he's greeted by weapons they didn't realize the Ukrainians had at this point.
That makes sense to me, too. But why were there original reports out of the Pentagon that were giving them these attack helicopters that would allow them to take out forces and tanks and stuff like that? And then this morning, the news out of the Pentagon, according to Jennifer Griffin, is no, we're not giving them the helicopters. Why would they announce it in the first place if it was some sort of ruse? Did they just think of it? You know what we ought to do is tell them we don't have the helicopters, and then they will. Surprise.
Yeah, I just followed it at the point of the saying, no, we're not. So I didn't see the original reports. Seems crazy to me, though.
More on that later. It's going to be ugly. So Reason took a look at this story that's not getting enough attention. Four economists at the Federal Reserve in San Francisco say America's high rate of inflation relative to the rest of the world is a result of surging disposable income during the pandemic. This is a little long, but I think you'll like this. It's exactly what you were expecting. Inflation has surged across much of the developed world in the past year as lockdowns eased and pent-up demand for goods and services collided with ongoing supply chain snafus. But inflation is running higher in the United States than just about anywhere else right now. Why is that? According to a new paper from four economists at the Reserve in San Francisco, it's because the American government was relatively more generous during the pandemic, borrowing and spending trillions of dollars to not only fund COVID-19 relief efforts, but to line the pockets of Americans with direct payments that enlarged the money supply and overheated the economy. Was anybody warning about this? Or lots of people warning about this? Governments all over the world spent heavily to combat the pandemic, of course, but few handed out cash directly to citizens as the American government did. The four Federal Reserve researchers tracked sharp increases in inflation-adjusted disposable personal income in layman's terms, excess spending cash reported by American households over the past 2 years. The first round of stimulus checks, you'll remember, was $1,200 per person in March of 2020. Another round of $600 checks was distributed starting December of that year. And then the big blow, according to Reason, came in early 2021 when the Biden administration pushed through another round of $1,400 checks as part of the American Recovery Plan. Through each round of direct checks, though each round of direct checks had slightly different parameters for determining who would get the payments, much of that $817 billion landed in the bank accounts of people who had never lost their jobs and were well above the poverty line.
Wow.
Households earning as much as $160,000 in joint income were eligible for the final round of direct payments. We are now reaping what Congress sowed. All that excess cash is chasing the same number of goods, and that's a recipe for inflation straight out of any economics textbook.
I was just going to say, having spent three miserable years of my life studying this stuff, it's like they designed an experiment to see if they could cause inflation. It's just A, B, C, how to cause inflation. That's what we did.
The four economists concluded that the U.S. income transfers may have contributed to an increase in inflation of about 3 percentage points by the fourth quarter of 2021. 3% of the inflation is this. The rest of it was going to happen anyway. And they also, earlier in the article, give examples of how our inflation is almost always tied exactly to the rest of the big economies. And they track together. So that's been the history of inflation. This one, they're tracking together, but plus 3 for the U.S., so trying to figure out what was going on. And then finally...
Well, and just one more point, if I might. Because of the cyclical nature, or not the cyclical nature, but the... what am I looking for of inflation? It builds upon itself. Inflationary attitudes cause even more spending, less saving, and it drives inflation. You could argue that it was even more damaging than that 3%.
Sure.
Because you've heaped more fuel on the fire.
Right, right. People were more scared, so they reacted stronger than they would have if it were 3% lower. This isn't a novel idea, of course. Larry Summers, one of the Obama administration's top economic advisors and a Democrat, was warning about rising inflation more than a year ago. Passing another stimulus bill in the spring of 2021, Summers warned in a Washington Post op-ed, will set off inflationary pressure of a kind we have not seen in a generation. Other top economists, including a former chairman of the International Monetary Fund, offered similar warnings. The Biden administration and Democrats in Congress did not listen, and now here we are, says Reason.
Swish. You nailed it, Larry Summers. I don't know. We are at the point where the electorate has realized we can vote ourselves money from the Treasury. And the classical wisdom says that at that point, you just can't make it work anymore.
Well, I know this is true because I know people who this happened to. Much of that $817 billion landed in the bank accounts of people who had never lost their jobs and were well above the poverty line. And if you purchased anything, maybe you heard these stories. I remember when I had to buy a horse trailer early on in the pandemic, and they said, yeah, we can't keep them in stock because people get the stimulus checks. If you're getting a stimulus check and you're going out and buying a $10,000 horse trailer, it's not because you're starving or whatever your other supposed situation was that you needed the stimulus check. Now you're buying stuff you've always wanted, and you couldn't find mini bikes and quads and all toys, lots and lots of toys that you couldn't buy because people had excess money.
I was going to point out boats and country club memberships. Same thing. Now, some of that was the COVID. You figured, well, I'm not working much. The boss thinks I'm working remotely. Maybe I'll get a boat. But it absolutely contributed to it. And everybody knew it. We knew it. We were shouting it. Larry Summers was shouting it. Even the WAPO was running editorials like that. And I think if you asked the Biden administration, honestly, or the Democrats in Congress, they'd say, we don't care. It's a way to win the next election. We don't give a crap about your kids and grandkids and the inflation. We'll blame it on something or other. And Vlad Putin steps up and helps them out by giving them something to blame it on. In fact, I haven't printed the sound yet. What an idiot. Where's that Putin price hike stuff we have?
So while you're looking for that, it reminds me what you just said of this quote that I've heard many times, but I'm going to keep it in my holster for the rest of my life because you can apply it to so many things. Famous quote, I forget who said it, doesn't matter. If we don't change direction soon, we will end up where we are going. That is freaking fantastic. You could apply that to the economy, to relationships, to eating habits, to all kinds of things. It sounds very simple, but it's so true. If we don't change direction soon, we will end up where we are going.
Wow. Wow.
There's no arguing with that. You keep doling out money and spending money and going more and more trillion dollars in debt. Where is that going? Well, that's where we're headed, and unless we change direction, that's where we're going to get to.
I don't like that. Let's talk about balancing the budget on the backs of the poor or calling somebody a racist. That was too simple, too logical. I don't like it.
God, I love quotes like that that are so simple. I eat and drink, and I don't exercise. That's the road I'm on. If I don't change direction, I'm going to get where I'm going. I mean, it's just so obvious, but it's amazing our ability to ignore the obvious in our own lives, in the government, and whatever.
And the companion piece, or maybe it's on the other side of the commemorative coin we ought to be selling with our faces on the head side and, I don't know, the Constitution on the tails.
A commemorative coin.
Hanson, get on it. anyway, the other saying which you brought to us that I absolutely love is that if something can't go on forever, it will end.
Yeah, that's.
Similar like this borrowing and spending, for instance.
Right.
And how does it end? What's that going to look like?
Let's not forget this saying.
It is time for us to do what we have been doing, and that time is every day.
That's the other one. It's a three-sided coin, and on the other side is that one.
Right.
And that time is every day.
Right. Oh, man, it makes you stop and think.
Putin's giving more unhinged speeches. Look at him standing there. All those guys standing behind him. I'm looking at him speaking somewhere. Oh, he's standing in front of missiles. Nice.
Oh, boy.
Classic
Always
Soviet
a
Union.
Nice backdrop. Yeah.
What a stupid son of a bitch.
I'm thinking all those guys standing behind him are thinking, they're thinking what we were just talking about. If we don't change the direction we're on, we're going to get where we're going. This is not good. This is not good. And if I say anything to him, I will end up dead and so will my family, so I think I'll keep my mouth shut.
All right, so I got a choice for you coming up. The Germans, who made big, loud noises about how they were going to step to the fore and really become the part of NATO they're supposed to be, and they're going to quit their old ways, blah, blah, blah. It turns out maybe not so much. Or I have for you, and or, a great piece of journalism by a fellow by the name of Derek Thompson, who outlines what he sees as the four main forces contributing to the rise of depression among young people.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, it is. Kind of heavy.
Yeah. So we got lots of good stuff no matter what it is on the way. Our text line is 415-295-KFTC.
Armstrong and Getty.
A&G here with a tantalizing quiz question. What do U.S. News, PC Magazine, and Popular Science have in common?
They all ranked Simply Safe Home Security as the best home security of 2021. In fact, U.S. News just named Simply Safe as the best home security of 2022 as well.
Simply Safe protects your whole home around the clock, every door, window, and room, and it's backed by the best 24/7 professional monitoring in the business, ready to dispatch police, firefighters, or EMTs to your home.
With a comprehensive set of sensors and cameras, including the all-new wireless outdoor security camera, you always know what's going on inside and outside your home.
Simply Safe is less than a dollar a day. You can set it up in around 30 minutes. Always simple to use. No long-term contracts. You can even try it for 60 days risk-free to see if you like it.
You can customize the perfect system for your home in just a few minutes at simplysafe.com/Armstrong.
Claim a free indoor security camera plus 20% off with interactive monitoring at simplysafe.com/Armstrong. Again, go to simplysafe.com/Armstrong.
Economists are warning that sanctions against Russia could trigger devastating inflation, worse than the current 40-year highs. Hi, this is Stephen K. Bannon, and I urge you to protect your savings right now with a gold IRA through Birch Gold, the only company I trust for gold. Just text the word SECURE to 989898 to get a free info kit on how to protect your savings with gold. So text the word SECURE to 989898.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. But not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/trial. That's ZipRecruiter.com/trial.
Goldleaf Nursery is back open and wants to help you grow your own eatable groceries. Begin with the sweet taste of fresh fruit from fruit trees, blueberries, and strawberry plants. And now start preparing your garden. We have a huge selection of vegetable and herb plants, including flavor-filled heirloom vegetables you couldn't find in the store. Come by and check us out at 6186 Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Goldleaf Nursery, back open Wednesday through Saturday.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drought. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
I'm Sandra Jennings. I've been an astrologer for over 50 years. My expertise in studies of the movements of the sun, moon, and planets and how they relate to each other can help me to identify your best possible life using your birth chart or yearly solar return. Contact me through Facebook at Sandra Jennings or Sandra Jennings Astrology or email me at sandrajennings85@gmail.com.
Armstrong and Getty Show.
Something is playing in the Ukrainians' favor here, which is that there has been heavy rain today, and heavy rains are expected for the next few days. That means, in principle, that those Russian forces, if they were to push ahead with this offensive, would need to use roads as opposed to going through fields, which would be extremely muddy. And if they use those roads, that gives Ukrainian forces a much better chance of defending themselves, of course, using those anti-tank missiles, those javelins that we have seen them use with great effect in other parts of the country.
Russians are going to get stuck in the mud and obliterated. Good. Thank you, God, for raining on those roads.
Pray for rain in Ukraine. I'm working on the rallying song that's going to be heard in capitals around the world. Yeah, that's great.
Ian Bremmer tweeting out, Joe Biden yesterday said Putin engaged in genocide. Putin said yesterday, negotiations are at a dead end. And Ian Bremmer says, 7 weeks of Russia's war and all signs only pointing to escalation. Grim but true. And both sides are lining up for an old-timey, giant World War II-style tank battle of some sort that's going to start any moment. And most experts seem to think in this particular battle, all things are in Russia's favor. That's why the rain was such a good news.
Well, getting back to Stalin's chilling but correct quote that quantity is its own quality, the Ukrainians who fought so brilliantly, bravely, nimbly, creatively, etc., when they lose guys, it means more than when the Russians lose guys. It reminds me of the American Civil War. Union casualties per 100,000 soldiers were far higher than the South, but we had a hell of a lot more guys.
Right.
A war of attrition, as they say.
Yeah, I'm not looking forward to the way this turns out over the next couple of weeks. I was trying to find that Ian Bremmer had a good tweet about cigarettes that have warnings on them. Here it is. Ukrainians, they have cigarettes now. Their Dunhill cigarettes have a warning on the side of them. Quit smoking or you won't live to see Putin's death, is the warning on cigarettes.
Wow.
In Ukraine, I love that.
Wow.
Quit smoking or you won't live to see Putin's death. That's fantastic.
Yeah, yeah. Well, luckily the plucky Ukrainians have the aid of NATO on their side, getting them arms and money. And what's that, Germany? Uh-oh. In just 6 weeks since the new chancellor, Olaf Scholz, announced a strategic shift for his country, doubts are emerging about how real and deep it is.
Where are you reading from?
This is, I believe, the Times of New York. Yes. Chancellor Olaf Scholz surprised the world in his own country when he responded to Russia's invasion of Ukraine with a 100 billion euro plan to arm Germany, send weapons to Ukraine, and end his nation's deep dependence on German energy. Biggest policy shift since the Cold War. It's been called a Zeitenwende, an epochal change that won applause for his leadership at home and abroad.
That's what I've been calling it, a Zeitenwende.
Sure, everybody's calling it that. But 6 weeks later, the applause has largely ceased. Scholz has ruled out an immediate oil and gas embargo, saying it would be too costly. I kind of understand that. It's going to take a little while. But he's dragging his feet on sending 100 armored vehicles to Ukraine, saying that Germany must not rush ahead. What?
I don't like those words.
New debates in the ruling coalition about just how to go forward with the massive task Scholz has laid out, let alone how fast they ought to do it. Doubts are building as to the German government's actual commitment to its own radical plans. Now, this is pretty interesting, and then I'll get to kind of the punchline. So this change in plans here at Zeitenwende go to the heart of Germany's post-war identity as a peaceful exporting nation. Now Germans are being asked to, quote, rethink everything, our approach to doing business, to energy policy, to defense, to Russia. We need a mindset change. We need to recognize that this is about us, that power politics are back, and Germany must play a role. But it turns out there are, we want to be friendly with Russia forces within the German government that are pretty significant, and they've kept their mouths shut for a while, but now they're speaking out and saying, whoa, 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 trade, the economy, oil, let's not be hasty.
Well, that's bad news. So there needs to be public shame and public pressure to keep that on the right track, I think.
Yeah, agreed, agreed. You know, how much can be brought to bear and how successful it'll be, it remains to be seen. But Germany was talking big. All of a sudden now they're not showing up.
The 40-hour work week has been around for a long time. Now the 32-hour work week, according to USA Today. Is that a thing? We'll discuss that, I guess, among other things on the way. If you miss an hour of the show, get the podcast, armstrongandgetty.com.
Armstrong and Getty.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/trial. That's ZipRecruiter.com/trial.
So the dream was to build your very own law practice. Be your own boss. Call all the shots. But have things like billing, HR, timekeeping, and all the other management stuff turned your dream into a nightmare? Take charge of your practice with Lexicon. We're the intersection of practice management software and legal support services for your firm. You'll get more billable and livable hours back. Lexicon marks the spot for all your practice management needs. Visit lexiconservices.com/intersection to get the whole story or schedule a demo.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at kcnr1460.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
North State Relief, a nonprofit serving Northern California communities, is raising awareness that there are free financial counseling services available to North State residents, provided by certified counselors at Balance Pro. They offer free HUD certified financial counseling for debt, rental, and mortgage assistance, student loans, and financial counseling for veterans and fire victims. Get advice from the pros at balancepro.org or by calling 1-800-777-PLAN. That's 1-800-777-7526.
The YMCA is welcoming new members to come and enjoy the many choices the YMCA has to offer. The YMCA has a variety of fitness activities, including swimming, aqua aerobics, cardio, weights, group power classes, and booty yoga. There's over 100 classes to choose from. The YMCA is so much more than a gym. The Y is a community. Join the YMCA. 246-YMCA. Or go online to sfymca.org.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
RC from Tobacco and Brew here, introducing this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Perla del Mar, a gem of a smoke. The Perla del Mar features special, hand-selected, aged binder and long filler from four distinct regions of Nicaragua. Smooth, lush flavor with a complex but balanced smoking experience. Perla del Mar. Get yours today. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Now is a great time to prepare for this year's upcoming wildfire season. Reading Electric Utility and City of Reading staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our facilities and to the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home, clear debris from your roof and gutters, and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity of power lines, call 530-224-4356. We all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Audible.com presents 50 Shades of Grey, the erotic best-selling novel read by Gilbert Gottfried.
My inner goddess has stopped dancing and is staring too, open mouth and drooling slightly.
Hear it the way it was meant to be heard.
Keep still, he orders, and slowly he and I agree to the but I'd really like to claim your
Wow. Gilbert Gottfried reading 50 Shades of Grey. He died yesterday at the age of 67, is that right? Something like that, 60s.
Yeah, been ill for a while, I guess.
Just occurred to me, my kids know him as a cartoon voice in a whole bunch of different shows they've watched in their lives.
Oh, yeah, he'll forever be the voice of Iago, the parrot in Aladdin for my kids' generation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, funny guy, the classic video of him on Hollywood Squares. Yes, I said Hollywood Squares. Was making the rounds yesterday, and it is pretty hilarious.
We'll play that later.
Oh, great. Terrific. So that was funny. And what's coming up?
Affleck!
Man, he was also the voice of the Affleck duck until he got fired because of some jokes that he'd made years ago. Somebody dug up and like, all right, whatever.
So stupid. Anyway, just a little inside baseball talk here, a little glimpse behind the curtain, if you will. We have a list of the audio we have available every day. We go through it with the guys. We, Jack and I, request some. They dig up a bunch of stuff, whatever. And, we now on a regular basis have a section of it because it's, by topic. We regularly now have a section labeled Biden Bada Hada Kefcare. Meaning the latest stumbles, fumbles, and bumbles by the ancient POTUS, and we have some new entries for you coming up, including, oh my gosh, a foreign government, or foreign culture, one of their comedy shows, a hilarious comedy bit making fun of our president.
Okay.
And how he's senile. Oh boy.
Come on.
Just in case you wondered whether anybody else had noticed, they have. Anyway, first this. And I'll give you the short version, and we'll have a link at armstrongandgetty.com if you want to dive into it. You might get paywalled, but The Atlantic lets you read a certain number of articles for free. And Derek Thompson is always an interesting writer, has done the inevitable, incredibly long but insightful piece in The Atlantic about what he sees as the four main forces contributing to rising rates of depression among young people. And I'd say if you are a parent of a, you know, somebody who loves a young person who's struggling with this sort of thing, definitely worth a read. But here's the brief version. Here are the four main forces. Social media use, a decline in socialization. Part of that is COVID and idiotic, abusive COVID policies, if you ask me. Exposure to more bad news.
Mm.
And modern parenting strategies.
Uh-oh. What are those?
We'll get to that. In order, the world is overwhelming, and an inescapably negative news cycle creates an atmosphere of existential gloom, not just for teens, but also for their moms and dads, he writes. The more overwhelming the world feels to parents, the more they may try to bubble wrap their kids with accommodations. That's the modern parenting part of it. Over time, this protective parenting style deprives children of the emotional resilience they need to handle the world's stresses. So let's deal with that one. That's to me, that's the big kahuna. It's the whole, I read once a couple of years ago, and it's absolutely brilliant. You are not ready for anything close to adulthood unless you have gotten lost and found your way back twice. I thought, wow, what an insightful description of what, you know, survival skill acquisition is really like or should be like in childhood.
Yeah.
Because I know you and I had that experience,
yeah,
right?
And nobody does that with their kids now. And if you try to do it with your kids, somebody will call the police because it seems so crazy,
right.
Depending on the ages. I was just thinking, I definitely didn't do it during the COVID, which I hope had some impression on my kids. Like, we flew and went on a vacation a couple of times in empty planes to empty hotels to empty streets because everybody else was hunkered down because of COVID. And I hope that made some impression on them about...
Oh, and
risk or evaluating risk or whatever.
Right. Well, you were talking earlier about a merchant you do business with who confessed to you that I haven't gone anywhere or done anything for 2 years. Imagine what her children are like.
Yeah. Yeah.
For instance. But anyway, getting back to the part of the text of the article. So the protective parenting style deprives children of the emotional resilience they need to handle the world's stresses. Childhood becomes more insular. Time spent with friends, driving, dating, working summer jobs, all declining. Again, decline in spending time with friends, driving, dating, working, just getting out there on the decline. College pressures skyrocket. Outwardly, teens are growing up slower, but online they're growing up faster.
Oh, wow, that's rough.
The internet exposes teenagers not only to supportive friendships, but also to bullying, threats, despairing conversations about mental health, and a slurry of unsolvable global problems, a carnival of negativity, which is a tone we try to avoid around here. Some days are more challenging than others.
Wow, if we still, we used to have a guy who cut liners for us, like a low voice guy. We'd get that one done. A carnival of negativity. It's the Armstrong and Getty Show.
Exactly.
A carnival of negativity. Yeah, the world has always been overwhelming, but God, for almost all of human history, until a blink of the eye ago, you only knew about your little town. You didn't have any idea what was going on in the next state, let alone in freaking China.
Well, and given
even if
the
horrible things were going on in China, you weren't watching videos of them.
Absolutely true, and given the cruelty of humankind, the only cruelty you'd be subjected to is that which was immediately around you, and something can be done about that, generally speaking, as opposed to all the cruelty of anybody you come in contact with online. The internet, social media places in every teen's pocket a quantified battle royale for scarce popularity that can displace hours of sleep and make many teens, especially girls, feel worse about their body and their life.
Mm.
Amplify these existing trends with a global pandemic and an unprecedented period of social isolation, and suddenly the remarkable rise of teenage sadness doesn't feel all that mysterious, does it? Well, it really hasn't ever to us. As we've been talking about this stuff for quite some time. And then to get back to the discussion yesterday during hour two of the show, and if you missed it, it's some incredibly powerful stuff. Transgender people, gay people, all sorts of sane people saying, hey, this trend of teens committing to changing their gender surgery, you know, the sex change surgery, hormone blockers, hormones, kids making this decision is terrible. It's awful. It's indefensible. Even the Washington Post published an editorial saying that. So it's time to be open and discuss that stuff. Anyway, you add to what we've already described from this Derek Thompson piece, you add to that all of the activists, all the extremists, the radicals who are trying to get inside kids' heads with critical race theory, queer theory, all of that stuff. And man, it is just a stew of stuff kids should not be dealing with, piped into their bedrooms or onto their smartphones all day long at a time when they're increasingly isolated and being bubble-wrapped by their parents in some cases. Gosh, is there anything that can break this cycle?
I don't know. I know I've done more of it than I ever thought I would do, and I'm not happy about it. Just, it's weird, the momentum of society. Got to keep in mind that all the people that invented this stuff won't allow their kids to do it because they know how dangerous it is and how bad it is for them.
Yeah, that's a good point. And but then parents are saying, I hear you, folks, the psychic connection. My kid is addicted to this stuff, to the shots of adrenaline, to the new inputs, to the TikTok, to the whatever,
well, the best,
Instagram.
One thing I know about addictions, one of the best ways to avoid being addicted to something is don't ever start. So if I can keep my kids from ever starting on that stuff, they haven't so far.
And if you already have, to recognize that you are an addict and need to do something about it. You know, I have that stupid, pathetic, I'm ashamed of it, that shot of adrenaline you get. Something new. Look, something new. There's a text. Wonder who it is. Let me check email. Let me check the news feed. It's turned us into crack monkeys.
Maybe I'm fortunate in the last year has been so crappy. Pretty much every text or email I get is bad news, so I've kind of like been conditioned like a monkey in a cage to cringe whenever I hear the ding of a text. Oh, no.
So,
because it's always bad news. So
I'm like a crack monkey who's like now just a complete crackhead. You were the monkey that, I don't know, got jabbed or something?
Yeah.
When you were, wow.
Any texts or emails are, oh, no, now what?
That is interesting.
Well, thank
God during these troubling times, we have the brave leadership of Joseph R. Biden, D. Where's he from?
Maryland. Delaware.
Delaware. D. Delaware. I should know that.
Rode the train.
Oh, of course. You remember Angelo. Joey, baby, when you were a truck driver. I remember it. Anyway, here he is in clip 45, Michael.
Now, as I was campaigning, you and I made that commitment. I don't think anybody heard it, but we're back. We're back. And I, my name is Joe Biden. I work for Congressman Maxney. There she is.
Yes, it's like I said yesterday, he's using the old lines that he's used his whole life. He just can't get them out of his mouth anymore because he's a very old man.
Yeah, he sounds like Joe Frazier in his later years, one of your great heavyweight fighters who just took too many blows.
Wow, has our president been boxing? That seems like a bad idea.
Well, and what's especially unfortunate about it is with this tundra burning, we all need to do something about it, Michael. 46.
He has a burning tundra, literally. It's burning. The permafrost is burning. He's got a problem. And he's caused, we're not going to let him cause that problem to spread to the rest of the world.
I think he's talking about Putin. A burning tundra. Is that a euphemism for like a venereal disease? Or I don't know what he's saying.
Toyota tundra?
Could be. Wow. Bad a hat of Kefcare.
We'll have bad at Kefcare.
We will. And we should.
Or I did already.
Got a trio of things that kind of all fit together. Coming up, AI, as I'm rereading the book Life 3.0, some stuff I want to pass along. The 32-hour work week, which fits in with artificial intelligence taking away all our jobs, and Elon Musk, who's one of the people warning the world, and his attempt to take over Twitter, which is still ongoing and interesting. So stay tuned for all that. It's coming up.
Armstrong and Getty.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshares. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, well, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sounds crazy, right? Well, the crazy thing is, this never ends. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare, you'll pay nothing.
Were you lied to when buying a timeshare and want out? Get the facts about timeshare cancellation. Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-989-1771. 800-989-1771. 800-989-1771.
I love my X chair. I don't like it. I love it. It is by far the most comfortable chair I've ever owned. And honestly, it's probably the coolest piece of furniture in my office.
What makes it so great?
It's got this thing called DVL, and I think that stands for Dynamic Variable Lumbar. What I know is that it supports my back like no chair I've ever had before. And it even has this LMAX technology, which has four different massage options, and I can like cool or warm my back. So I've never had an office chair that could do things like that. And I don't know about you, but I'm splitting my time these days between my home office and my traditional office, my old office. And if you're doing that too, take my advice. Get an X chair for each. Because once you sat in an X chair and felt the difference for yourself, trust me, you're not going to want to sit in another office chair again.
Go to OrderXChair.com now. That's Order, the letter X, Chair.com for $100 off your order. XChair has a 30-day guarantee of complete comfort, and you can finance your purchase for as little as $30 a month. OrderXChair.com. That's Order, the letter X, Chair.com.
Ah, this is so frustrating.
What's up?
Well, I'm trying to order my wedding invitations on Vista.
Don't say it. Don't do it.
Huh?
If you're thinking of buying wedding invitations online, don't do it. Call Minuteman Press of Reading and keep that business local. Planning a wedding is tough enough without hassling with details like invitations. Minuteman Press of Reading is a full-service printer that will handle your cards from design to printing to envelopes. And their staff is super friendly and knowledgeable and can help you get what you really want.
You got the number?
It's 221-0400. That's 221-0400. Call now.
Fly nonstop from Reading to Las Vegas for as low as $39 one way with Avelo Airlines. Feeling like that weekend getaway? You can be in Vegas by lunch and enjoy all that Las Vegas has to offer. Great food, entertainment, and fun. Don't forget about those Raiders games this fall. With small lines and easy parking, flying from Reading with Avelo just got a whole lot better with flights to Vegas. Say hello to Avelo and book direct now at AveloAir.com.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage is now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson, featuring new and existing vendors. Memory Lane is open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and features furniture, jewelry, sports memorabilia, antique desks and dressers, dolls and toys, clothing and hats, along with hand-carved decor, pictures and paintings, and so much more. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage, now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson in the Gateway Shopping Center.
The Red Bluff Roundup is on. This Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, $250,000 is up for grabs for 600 of the toughest cowboys and cowgirls. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets on sale now at the Red Bluff office or online at redbluffroundup.com. It's consistent action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is family night brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7, and after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows and Red Bluff Dodge. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30, and an evening concert by country music star Chancey Williams.
I've been living on rodeo, cold beer and don't go from Vegas.
And Sunday is Haleakala and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Red Bluff office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
This is Carl Bott. Join me April 23rd at the Wind River Event Center for the 28th Annual Reading Chapter of Safari Club International Banquet. Dinner, games, auctions, raffles, and more. Win hunting trips, guns, artwork, hunting and outdoor gear during the banquet. Someone will win a safe and two guns. For more information and tickets, go to sciredding.org or call 530-474-5075.
Night.
That was Stephanie Ruhle wrapping up her 11th hour show last week when Elon Musk bought all the shares of Twitter and there was talk about putting him on the board and everything like that. And then there was a guest on MSNBC on Joy Reid's show concerned about Elon Musk and Twitter.
He is building in Tesla a documentedly racist company that perhaps reminds him, gives him nostalgic memories of apartheid South Africa where he grew up.
So apparently you can, wow. So apparently you can just say stuff like that now about the world's richest man. A documentedly racist company because He apparently, do you have anything to back this up, enjoyed apartheid in South America. There's nothing about his background, which I've read a fair amount, that would indicate any of that, but...
Good Lord, that's irresponsible.
That's how scared the Twitter left is of Elon Musk being involved in Twitter. I took in more information on that whole thing. It was very clever of Twitter, by the way. Very clever of Twitter to, as soon as he bought the 10% shares, okay, you're on the board. We'll put you on the board. There you go. Knowing that as soon as he has the fiduciary responsibilities where he can't damage the stock, that he'd have to shut up. And that was pretty clever, but Elon Musk, and I took in a bunch of really learned commentary on this yesterday, Elon Musk might have some more options up his sleeve if he decides to pursue it. I mean, he's trying to get us to Mars, and he's got the most valuable car company in the world. He might decide, oh, whatever. You know, he might have been excited about it for one day, and he's on to other things. That's the way he seems to do things. But he could, as Tucker Carlson was talking about last night, he could attempt to buy more shares. He could try to organize other like-minded people with him to buy more shares to where they get enough power to where, because if you get enough shares, you decide who's on the board, and then they make decisions. You know, the whole hostile takeover thing, he could enlist the help of Americans to buy enough shares that would go along with him. So we'll see if he's still gunning for changing the culture at Twitter. I don't know.
Is he still doing the boring company that was going to do the Hyperloop thing?
He has a
link, whatever it is.
He has a lot on his plate. I'm trying to tie three things together here. So that's Elon Musk, who has been warning us all about AI. Man, there's some great YouTube videos if you've never watched them where he's talking about, hey, this is what's going to happen with artificial intelligence. All of these jobs are going to disappear, and people aren't going to work, and what are they going to do, and are we going to have AI producing income and food and everything, and people just lay around, or what is that going to look like? Getting to that story in the USA Today about the 40-hour work week becoming the 32-hour work week, well, we might get to the zero-hour work week before we know it. So I started rereading a book I had mentioned a couple of years ago called Life 3.0, which is fascinating, about artificial intelligence and where it could take us. Somehow I missed a chunk of it the first time I read it. I'm glad that I'm rereading it, and it's pretty frightening stuff. So the first chapter talks about a party in Napa Valley in which the author of this book, I forget his name, but he's like a computer genius dude, and he's a professor. And he was at this party, and Larry Page, the guy who invented Google, was there, and Elon's there. And they get into a conversation about artificial intelligence that ends up going late into the night with everybody standing around watching them talk about it.
Huh.
Which is pretty fascinating stuff. And Elon's angle, and I agree with him, is that this is going to be trouble for humanity in the world, and the countries need to lay down rules like now before artificial intelligence has a chance to get out there and down the road before we set any rules. You know, it's like nuclear weapons or chemical weapons or anything else that could go wrong. And the part that I missed was Larry Page, the founder of Google, and some others are okay with the idea of Life 3.0 being computers replacing human beings. That human beings go away.
How soon? Do we have a timetable?
Or are no longer needed. And this is okay because it's just a version, different version of life. Just like, you know, amoebas or whatever coming out of the ocean, we're a version of life. And then we came along, human beings came along, and we were the dominant life form. Life 3.0, artificial intelligence, will be the new, better form of life, and it will replace us. And Elon was like, whoa, 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 what are you talking about here? And he got branded by the Google founder and others as a speciesist. Like being a racist or a sexist, you're a speciesist.
My head is officially spinning.
If you believe human beings should have some sort of special place in the world or the universe, you're a speciesist. No, no, no. The next stage of life, which won't need human beings, is this Life 3.0 that is computers programming themselves and doing what is good for blah, blah, blah. And somehow I missed that the first time I read the book, and the author seems to be very okay with that point of view. In a way that troubles me. So I just thought y'all ought to be aware. There's a school of thought around artificial intelligence that is the next form of life, and that there's nothing magical or special. And I don't know if you have to be religious to believe this or not, but I feel like human beings and our capacity for love and all the things that computers will never have is something that we should try to hang on to. But
well, if anybody can spin out for me what that future looks like that doesn't involve dystopian horrors, I'd be curious.
Well, it doesn't matter. People won't be around anymore. So it'll be whatever's best for the universe or computers or something.
Well, yeah, but the transitional period will be mass starvation and anger and war and horror, I think.
I realize I opened up a can of worms that requires 8 hours of talk, but we're out of time.
Armstrong and Getty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.